DeMello. Coast FM.
We have quietly slipped into a new season on the Noongar calendar. We are now in what they call first spring. It's Julba, which happens through August and September.
Right, so we can say winter is officially over.
Okay, you could.
If it's the first spring now.
You could, depending on your calendar.
Love it.
This is apparently the season of conception, and it's a mixture.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's right. It's a mixture of
get
wet.
Busy.
I know, I talk saucy sometimes. It's a mixture of wet days and increasing number of clear cold nights and pleasant warm days. So that's the changeover period.
Yeah, I can see that. It's quite sunny during the day, but it's cold in the morning, a little bit of rain here and there, but mostly sun.
Pretty much it. Now, also, the Perseid meteor shower. I went to go and try, how do you say this word? But I got meteor wrong. The Perseid meteor shower is on show in our night skies. Now, if you're vaguely out of town, you'll probably get the best view. Early hours of Tuesday morning, stargazers apparently will get the absolute best. But this weekend,
pretty good.
Yeah, is in the lead up to the kind of peak period on Tuesday, is going to be pretty good too.
Okay. Maybe like Kings Park. A lot of people get good stargazing shots from Kings Park, don't they?
There you go. It's pretty close to town though, so you get light issues.
I suppose.
My sister lives out Ravenswood way, and I reckon on a clear night, you'd see some.
If you're going camping this weekend, you'd see.
Yeah. It's been 50 years since one of the most famous album covers in music history was shot.
The Beatles' 11th album. What was it called?
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road, obviously.
Yes, overnight marked the anniversary of that, which features, for those that kind of maybe don't know, features the band on the crosswalk outside the iconic studio.
If you haven't heard of the most famous album cover of all time.
Yeah, I think if you're wondering, that's the photo.
Yeah.
There were plenty of people doing their own version of that photo yesterday on the zebra crossing. Mm-hmm. It just made me think, you reckon it's a pain living over the road from a school?
Mm.
Imagine being a local on Abbey Road.
Yeah, that would suck.
Every day you'd be dodging bunches of tourists or some bright smart from a PR agency trying to do a photo shoot. And yesterday would have been the icing on the cake.
That would have been the worst day to be there.
Yeah. Can I just say, I just want to salute the residents of Abbey Road today for putting up with 50 years of Beatles fans.
Good on you.
Walter, the French Bulldog.
Oh, French Bulldogs. They're cute as, aren't they?
Who sings Roxanne? Now, some would say better than Sting did when he was with the Police. Now,
what?
I won't go that far. But let me start by giving you some context. Here is the original classic song from the Police that came out back in the late 70s. And then listen in and see if you can pick when we've mixed Walter, the singing dog, into the equation.
I know,
there's something about it.
A little bit of a twang.
Walter, there you go.
Dear. Someone give him a contract.
Immediately, I agree. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With Nikki Hollywood Parkinson.
Thanks. Now, rumours are there's a royal baby on the way.
Oh, really?
I'm talking pop royalty.
I see.
Queen Bee style. Yep, Beyonce fans are convinced the Bey Hive is expanding in the wake of an Instagram post of her holding her stomach and also covering it up with a purple handbag whilst she posed in a purple dress in front of purple flowers whilst wearing purple sunnies and surrounded with what looks like more purple flowers.
What's the purple significance?
So they're saying purple obviously is the colour of royalty, and she's just been working on the Lion King, and they reckon that means a royal baby. So she literally thinks her baby's a royal.
Or she's a big fan of Prince.
Yeah, that too. The pic does give off some pretty pregnant vibes. There's a lot of stomach coverage happening there. So I don't know. I think it might be true.
Okay.
But apparently her work in The Lion King and the album is full of cryptic messages, according to fans.
Of course it is.
There always is, isn't there? But hey, let's just wait and see.
All right.
Now, Katy Perry has given us some teasers on her new single, which is out today. It's called Small Talk and is co-written by Charlie Puth.
Isn't it strange? They used to know me. All the highs and lows and in-betweens, and now you're
you see me and just say, hey, isn't it weird that you seen me naked? We had conversations about forever, now it's about the weather, okay? I just can't believe we went from strangers to lovers to strangers in a lifetime. Now I'm just memories. We've gone from strangers to lovers to strangers.
Okay, here we go.
I love it. I feel like Katie's back. She had one or a couple of terrible albums. I feel like she's back.
Based on that 30 seconds we've got right
now. Now, Beatles fans have gathered on the Real Abbey Road overnight to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the day the Beatles were famously photographed there. The Volkswagen Beetle was even brought in the scene to recreate the one that appeared in the background of the album cover.
Yeah, they call that the fifth Beatle.
The fifth Beatle. There you go. Yeah, the photographer took just six shots of the band crossing the street on August 8, 1969 to get the perfect one for their 11th studio album cover.
50 years.
Wow. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
I know,
landed
right?
on the moon and some guys crossed the street.
Yeah, which is more important?
It's a big
Who
year.
Who knows?
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.